right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line is the Honey Badger.
No.
Tyrann Mathieu, the man that we have just declared as pound for pound the best football player in the world. And now we have to get the official word from Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu, I realize you are not declaring yourself this, but we do have to ask you, do you accept our designation to put on your shoulders?
Good morning, fellas. Absolutely.
Yes.
Every time I take the field, man, I try to take it with as much passion and energy as possible. I really just try to play bigger than what I naturally am. And I don't try to do anything extra. I think it's really just a mindset, for me to go out there and, put my best foot forward and not be intimidated, by all the big, big, huge athletes around me.
Badger, has it been a motivator for you, your size, just knowing that you're undersized by most NFL standards to play safety and do the things that you do? Has it been a motivator for you your whole life?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been dealing with that my whole life. At every level of football, I've always been, one of the smallest players on the field. So, I gotten over that at a pretty young age that, you're probably going to have to tackle guys much bigger than me and cover guys much bigger than me. So, that has never been a problem for me taking on bigger opponents.
On the football field, the Savage Tyrann Mathieu joining the Savages in the morning, according to Ron Wolfley. Here on Arizona Sports. How many times have you heard the label too small when it came to football?
Well, I've always heard it. I think every time you try to go to a new level of football, people raise questions. When I came into high school, I couldn't be a running back and I couldn't be a cornerback. And then naturally when I went to LSU, I couldn't compete with those guys in the SEC. And the same went as I came to the NFL. Can I cover these guys? Am I big enough? Am I durable enough? So, hopefully I'm answering, all those questions, as my career goes along.
We're talking to Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Okay, for you personally, Badger, how'd the first half of the season go?
I thought it went well, personally. I feel like I should be leading the league in interceptions right now. I feel like I dropped two or three of them. But other than that, I feel like I've been playing great. I missed a few tackles in the first half of the season. Obviously, giving up a few touchdown passes, easily correctable things. But overall, I felt like I played well, man. I felt like I really started a new leaf, from last season, not performing well or underperforming or being injured, however you want to put it. But it was really my opportunity to come out here this year, really try to put my best foot forward. I think I got off to a great start, but the second half of the season, I really beat the test of the tape, with the type of teams we're playing. For the most part, all of them are playoff teams. And contending for something. So this second half of the season will be huge for me.
Now, you can imagine that you weren't allowed to admit this at any point until now, but now that it's actually Seahawk week, you're supposed to have been taken all year one game at a time. But have you had the Seattle date circled since the schedule came out?
Well, yeah, naturally. They're top dogs in the NFC. And we still think that they're a pretty good football team, despite their record. They still have their core players there. So, for us, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to go out there and, try to put this thing to rest, man. They've been beating up on us pretty bad the last couple of years and really taking the division away from us. So, as long as we have it in our mind that, it's ours to lose now, I think we'll be all right.
Badger, how much film have you seen on Seattle and their offense thus far?
Well, I've been watching film on those guys all season.
A little bit different though with Jimmy Graham in their offense, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Obviously, he's their leading receiver from what I see on film. They still try to get him the ball. It's a tough matchup, when you talk about the other guys that they have on their offense as well. So, who's ever covering him or, in his area, definitely have to know that, Russell Wilson is trying to get him the football.
How do you like the matchup? Really, it's a team game. But just you against Russell Wilson, because I'm sure you're going to blitz a couple times, and if you go with reckless abandon, he's great at that quick little jab step and then getting around you. Yeah. But you've got the quickness to keep up with him. What is that matchup, Matthew versus him?
Well, you know, I think for me, it really comes down to tackling well and communicating well with the other 10 guys on the defense, and really trying to stop him. But like I said, you talk about Russell and you talk about Marshawn and everybody else that they have on their offense. It's going to be a tough task for all of us. But I think at the end of the day, whatever team makes the most plays is probably going to win this football game.
You know, Badger, you've been much more vocal this season, and I would also say much more emotional on the field this season. Why?
Well, when certain things happen, you know, when you experience certain things, it really just puts other things into perspective. Me being injured last year and not being able to perform how I wanted to, it really just put a chip on my shoulder. It really made me want to attack this football season and really not hold back anything. You know, I think my rookie season, I was really trying to hold back from an emotional standpoint. I didn't want it to be mistaken as rage or anything like that. And then last year being injured, so now coming into this season, you know, I'm healthy. I'm obviously a leader on my football team, and it's time for me to show all those things, you know, on a week-to-week basis.
I don't think there's anything wrong, though, depending on the way you put the rage. Do you play the game with rage and you don't want anybody to know? Or what is your mindset to play like a savage?
Well, you know, I'm upset, and it doesn't have anything to do with football. It's just, you know, it's just life sometimes. And, you know, I just try to channel all that energy into something that's legal and something that's my passion. And I put so much into football, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of our hours and all the stuff that people don't see. And, you know, you really just want to go out there and you really want to be the very best. And you don't want that to be up for discussion. So, that's why I play the game the way I play it.
Love and respect you, Savage. Okay, man. Take care, bro.
I know you got to get to a meeting. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tyron Matthew joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Coulter Automotive, a century of service and value.